Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, very pleased to be sitting with the director, the artistic director of the Mystic River Chorale. Frank Zolini is here. Welcome back, Frank.
Thanks, Mike. So nice to be here.
Before the show started, we mentioned that this is your eighth season with the chorale. That's amazing.
That's right. 8 years. I started in 2016 as their accompanist, and then over the pandemic took over as the artistic director. So when you really think about it and do the math, I've been with them for a fifth of their existence.
That's because it's their 40th season, right?
That's right.
So 40 years, long time for the chorale, and it does seem like yesterday when Frank Martinetti used to come in as the artistic director, and he's been gone now for about 5 years or so?
He's been gone since 2020. So, well, getting close to it.
So there you go. And today's show is kind of special in the respect that we're going to take a little look back on your eight-year tenure with the chorale, right? And play some music that is was done by you or with you. How do you want to say that?
That's right. Yeah. As soon as I came on as accompanist, Frank Martinetti gave me some opportunities to come and actually do some conducting, get some podium time. And a lot of what we'll hear today are pieces that I was able to do with the chorale as a, you know, young budding conductor.
A young budding conductor. Okay. And let's back up a little bit in case there's two or three people out there that have not heard of the Mystic River Chorale. If they're listeners to this show for a long time, they probably had the opportunity because the association between WCRI and the chorale goes back quite a ways. But let's start with where do you meet? Where are you out of?
So we are out of Mystic, Connecticut. We meet at Union Baptist Church on Monday nights at 7:30.
Okay. Mystic River Chorale meets in Mystic.
Go figure, right?
There you go. Well, that's not always the case. I know lots of groups that take a name and then for one reason or another, rehearsal hall or performance spaces somewhere else, and, you know, there you go. But so we already established this is the 40th anniversary concert, and it's going to be where and when.
So this is going to be at Mystic Congregational Church, also in Mystic. And this is going to be May the 19th, that's a Sunday, at 4 p.m.
So just a few weeks from now, and I'm sure this is the time period when you're polishing, as they say, getting the stuff ready for the concert?
That's right. We've done all of the rough hewing of the material, and now we're just putting the finishing touches on it.
And Mystic River Chorale is made up of about how many people?
Right now, we are at about 35 in our membership, mm-hmm. and it's a pretty good mix of ages and voices and skill levels. It's a really wonderful group to work with.
SATB voices.
SATB right. voices so mixed, and everything in between.
Right, and everything in between. And the chorale, is it the kind of chorale that is difficult to get into and auditioned quite sternly, or how does that work for people that might be interested in joining a chorale like yours?
Yeah, at this point, actually, we have dropped the audition component. We place voices based on a group hearing of, you mm-hmm. know, two to three singers. If there are people who are more experienced who would like a solo audition, they can certainly be accommodated with that. But we're really trying to lower the barrier to participation.
So when you perform, that I presume you get those two or three voices sometimes as a cluster within the group. Is that the way that works?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right. So just giving people a little bit of an idea of how that all works. And a little bit about you and your background, since this is a kind of an anniversary thing. Where did you start out when you were a young whippersnapper?
When I was a young whippersnapper, well, I'm a second generation musician, so I was following my parents around to rehearsals, all the time, either in theater or choirs. They were both singers, and I think, you know, I took my revenge on them by becoming a keyboardist and a conductor.
All right. But what part of the country was that?
So that was New York City. Couldn't be, much better in terms of...
So literally New York City is where you grew up?
Yeah, born on 96th Street.
Wow. There you go. All right. Well, my wife is a New York City person, went through every grade of school, including college, in New York City. So
I'm so sorry, Mark. Are you okay?
I'm fine. We don't see each other much. No, it's amazing. I have to tell a quick story. One time we went back for an unfortunate funeral for a friend of ours. She lived at one point she lived in Queens, and that's where the funeral was. And we went to this funeral home, and unlike the New England funeral homes that are pretty sprawling and large, and I don't say high class, but more or less, you get the image. And we went to this place in Queens. It was like somebody's house, and there was like 200 people crammed into these two 12 by 12 rooms. It was amazing.
Are you sure it wasn't somebody's house?
Well, it could have been. And she says that's just the way it is here. So I'm sure that, lifestyles are just a little bit different. But let's get back to the music involved. And this first piece, tell us about what we're going to hear with this.
So this was the very first piece I conducted with the Mystic River Chorale. This is Olajelo's Ubi Caritas, and this is Voces 8 performing.
Thank you.
Beautiful music. I'm sure we have a lot more beautiful music to come. Why don't we go right to the next piece and tell us a little bit about this one?
Yeah, next up is Bob Chilcott's arrangement of She's Like the Swallow, a French-Canadian folk song.
All right, well, listen to that. Then we'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more of the Mystic River Chorale.
She's like the swallow that flies so high. She's like the river that never runs dry. She's like the sunshine on the lee shore. She loves her love, but she'll love no more. 'Twas down in the meadow this fair maid bent, a-picking the primrose just as she went. The more she picked, the more she pulled, until she gathered her apron full.
Ooh.
Mystic River Chorale is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and I'm very happy to be sitting with Frank, who is the artistic director, music director, director. You prefer artistic over music?
Traffic director, actually.
Traffic is good. That's I like that. I like that. It's kind of a management position, right?
Management, yeah. I heard somebody recently define leadership as disappointing people at an acceptable rate, and I feel like that's my primary role.
There you go. All right, I like that. I'm going to write that one down. we're talking about a concert coming up in just a couple weeks on May 19th. It's going to be an afternoon concert, right? 4 o'clock?
That's right, 4 o'clock.
And it's going to be where?
Mystic Congregational Church.
In beautiful downtown Mystic.
In Mystic, Connecticut, that's
and
right.
Tickets available on the website. Just look up Mystic River Chorale and you'll get to the website. You can order tickets right on there. And if you go to the concert and you see Frank, make sure you, after the concert, stop and say hello and ask him for an 8x10 autographed picture.
Always happy to oblige.
There you go. Probably have them on you right now.
Oh, yeah.
okay. We've been listening to music that over your 8-year career with the chorale, you've had some part of, or even before that, but not necessarily music that's performed by the chorale, but stuff that you have done, right?
That's right. One of the through lines here with everything that I picked for this show is that it's both things that I have done and things that I have lost the recording to.
Okay. Let's pick it up where we left off. This is the third piece, and tell us about this one.
Yeah, this is Johannes Brahms' beautiful little part song called The White Dove, and this is performed by the choir of the First Presbyterian Church in the city of New York with William Entrekin leading.
Thank you.
Frank, you brought a lot of beautiful music with you, so let's get right to it. What's next on the list?
This next piece is called Hope and Quietly Wait by Paul Rudoy and Thad Fisella, and this is the National Lutheran Choir.
And how did this come into your time period? Where was this? When did this mean something to you?
So this was the second piece that I conducted, you know, on the podium with the Mystic River Chorale. And this was one that Maestro Martin Yetti simply handed to me and said, here, you're conducting this. And it took me a very long time to wrap my arms all the way around it. But it's a really beautiful piece.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Frank, tell us about this next piece. It's rather long. We'll try to get as much in as possible.
Yeah, this is Thomas Tompkins' setting of the burial sentences. These are the prayers that open up a service of burial in the Anglican tradition. They've been set by composers like Purcell and Morley, all of the Tudor greatest hits composers. And this was one of the first pieces that I was able to work with our subgroup, the Chamber Singers, with. They specialize in a cappella repertoire, and this was the first time that I really got to kind of cut my teeth with that particular style.
Excellent. All right. We'll listen to as much as possible as time allows. Then we'll take a short break and be back with more.
He that believeth in me.
the Mystic River Chorale, subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike, and I'm sitting with Frank, and we're talking about the concert coming up in just a couple weeks on May 19th, and it's going to be the 40th season, the 40th, I guess, 40th concert, probably. Oh, no, you do two concerts a year.
Two, so technically probably 80th, and
wow,
then...
Yeah. So this spring concert on May 19th, let's just review. It's going to be at?
It's going to be at Mystic Congregational Church.
In Mystic, and tickets are available on the Mystic River Chorale website, and probably available at the door, or?
They'll be available at the door as well.
Okay, but don't get closed out. Don't wait. Go ahead and order them right on the website ahead of time, and check out this concert. We've been listening to some beautiful music that Frank has brought along, music that has impacted his 8 years with the chorale. And we're going to listen to two more pieces, which I'm sure will be equally as nice. Frank, just want to make sure that we get everything in we want to say. The chorale will be taking a short break after this concert, right?
That's right. We go off for the summer so that we can all catch our breath.
Okay. And then start up again in September?
That's right. We start up after Labor Day.
And if you're interested in joining the chorale and being part of this beautiful music, you can contact on the website. You can contact them anytime. You don't have to wait till September.
That's right. And that's mysticriverchorale.org.
mysticriverchorale.org. Okay. Let's get back to this great music and tell us about this next piece.
This next piece is called Ritmo by Dan Davison, and this is the Indiana State University Concert Choir, led by Scott Buchanan.
Abilmente, abilmente, abilmente.
Well, Frank, we're going to wrap up here today, but I do want to take a moment to just talk about the fact that something you said in the first segment, this is not a heavily auditioned chorale. In other words, do you need to be able to read music in order to join your group?
A little bit helps, but we also work on those skills week by week. So if you are not completely and musically literate and proficient at reading notes, that's not a barrier, actually, for your participation.
Right. So just it's pretty much if someone can, as I used to say, if they can talk, they can sing. It's a matter of getting some training, right?
That's right. You know, we're just making noises with our face and organizing them in a specific way. That's all there really is.
And that help comes from the weekly rehearsals.
That's right. Yeah.
So this is something that you're accustomed to with people that may have not ever performed before.
That's right. I remember one of my conducting teachers back in college describing the difference between a choral conductor and an instrumental conductor. And it has so much to do with the dynamic at play between the ensemble and the leader of that ensemble. With instrumentalists, you sort of presume a level of expertise, mm-hmm. and you come in, you play your notes, and you go home. However, with choruses, there's typically this sort of teaching and guiding element that goes on, and you form this very close bond with your singers, and your singers form that with the director, hopefully. So there is no really established skill set that you need to have in order to sing in a choir. Just show up and be willing to try.
There you go. It's open to everyone, and age doesn't particularly matter as long as you're, I'm sure, able to drive and get there. But other than that,
and that actually is not a barrier. We have a couple of people who don't drive.
Really?
Yep. All right.
Well, there you go. So check it out. The MysticRiverCorral.org is the website, and you'll see pictures on there. You'll get other explanations. You'll have contact information. And don't forget, you can also get your tickets for the May 19th concert. Frank, I want to thank you for coming in once again. It's always a pleasure.
Likewise, Mike. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, let's talk about this last piece of music.
This last piece is The Promise of Living by Aaron Copland, and it's set for choir and a piano with four hands. Two pianists, two hands each.
Not one guy with four hands. All right.
Or one piano with four hands.
Yeah.
And this was a great opportunity that I had to collaborate with a former accompanist who has since left us and actually passed on a few years back. And playing with her was such an education. It was a masterclass in how to be a good accompanist and a conscientious collaborative musician. So this is sort of my remembrance of that experience with her and the group.
All right. Thanks again, Frank, and the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.